We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You brought up football with the Super Bowl being a blowout. What about the trade yesterday? What do you think about that? Sam Darnold goes from the Jets to the Carolina Panthers in exchange for a sixth-round pick this year, and a second and a fourth-round pick next year. I think that's some good value that the Jets got, because most people thought they wouldn't be able to get more than a third-round pick for Sam Darnold.
Yes, and I think they were holding out. We all knew that they were marketing him, and they would have probably been fine going into the season with him, because he was on a rookie contract. And they didn't have to extend him yet. They were just going to see what happened, and they were going to take their quarterback, Zach Wilson, number two overall. But being able to get that second rounder next year, I think, is what obviously put things over the top. But what I'm curious about is, all right, now Sam Darnold, he's on his way to Carolina. They've got Teddy Bridgewater. You're not going to give up that haul, and it's not a huge haul, but it is a good amount of draft picks.
They're not drafting a quarterback is what you're saying, right?
Well, not only they're not drafting a quarterback, but Sam Darnold's going to be your starter. What are you going to do with Teddy Bridgewater? Now, all of a sudden, the quarterback market, if you're looking at, okay, what does Denver need? They want a quarterback. They're drafting, I forget where they're at. They're like 11. Yeah, 9. And so you've got them. You have Washington football team who's looking for a quarterback. You've got New England at 15. And now all of a sudden, okay, obviously New England's not going to be in the market for Teddy Bridgewater. They've got Cam Newton. But
I don't think Washington is either, because they got Fitzmagic.
Right. So, but what I'm talking about is, who are the trade partners going to be for the Lions if the Lions want to move out of that number 7 spot? I don't know that there's another player that somebody else is going to trade up to get.
Oh, come on, the Giants will trade up four to get Rashawn Slater, right?
Well, not unless the Lions say, you know what, that's what we want at number 7.
I know.
But yeah. So I thought it was a good trade for Carolina. I think it works out well for the Jets, because we know that they're going to draft a quarterback. So, they will have no controversy. And we know that the city of New York, that state of New York, loves a controversy, so they've eliminated that. It works out for both teams.
The only way it doesn't hurt the Lions is if there's somebody, if, like, obviously, the quarterbacks go, let's say, 1, 2, 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, and let's say, for argument's sake, it's Jones or Lance at 3, okay? Pitts goes 4. Sewell goes 5, Chase goes 6, and Justin Fields sitting there, and maybe Denver says, you know what, or somebody said, we want Justin Fields, and they want to trade up to the Lions. Or the Lions, by the way, could take Justin Fields too, which would...
Yeah, Justin Fields or Trey Lance.
Yes. So if another team does really want one of those guys, a quarterback, then it didn't hurt the Lions.
Well, but
I think the amount of teams just decreased by one, so it does hurt the Lions.
Well, and so who do you think wants a quarterback in the draft? We know it's not Carolina anymore. We know it's not Miami. We know it's not Cincinnati, Atlanta, the other teams.
Atlanta might,
yes, but they're already picking ahead of the Lions.
Right.
So
you got Denver, you got Washington, you got New England.
All right, so, but here is the question.
Maybe Pittsburgh, but they're so far down, they're not going to.
Right. So you start looking and you say, okay, well, Denver would be that logical team that would want to go up and get a quarterback. But Carolina, who picks right in front of them, is not going to be drafting a quarterback. Why would they give up draft capital when the quarterback is just going to fall right to them?
Because they might think the Lions are going to take a quarterback. That's the only reason. Right?
Yes, it would be. But that's probably a gamble. Again, if you're looking at, yes, you want to try and get that franchise quarterback, but of the quarterbacks that remain, who would be worth trading future draft picks or draft capital to go up two spots?
Depends on how much they love Fields or Lance.
Well, and if you love them both, then
if they're both there. If they're both there, then you don't do it.
Because it doesn't matter.
That's probably what the Chargers or the Dolphins are led to believe didn't do last year. Yeah.
I believe there's going to be two quarterbacks there. I don't think Atlanta is going to draft a quarterback unless something weird happens.
Or somebody trades up to four. And it's been suggested by Albert Breer of SI.com that team that might want to trade up to four is the Detroit Lions.
Oh, no.
That would bother me.
Oh, yes.
That would bother me.
Why would the Lions have to trade up at this point? See, Breer put that out yesterday before the Darnold trade. Carolina is no longer a threat.
Exactly. The only reason the Lions would trade up to four is to make sure Atlanta doesn't take the quarterback that they want.
Or
trade it to someone.
Or if they felt like Penei Sewell was going to be that linchpin on the offensive line.
Right.
Because I think everybody believes Cincinnati's going to take him. Again, I don't know that there's anybody other than Trevor Lawrence. There is nobody in this draft that I would trade up to go get for the Detroit Lions. There are plenty of good options at number seven. There are good options if you decide that you want to trade back. You're just losing all of the ability and the marketability of that pick because of the movement around you.
Right.
And that's not to the fault of Brett Holmes or Lions.
No. Look, kudos to the Jets and the Panthers. That was a win-win for both, okay? Because the Jets get some value, number one, and the Panthers, they get a quarterback under Joe Brady now, right? Isn't Joe Brady the offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers?
Yes, he is.
Well, if he can't fix Sam Darnold, then Sam Darnold ain't worth crap, and it's good for Sam Darnold because he gets away from Adam Gase and whoever was there before him.
Well, if you're going transitive properties, you know what Joe Brady – at least we believe we know what Joe Brady was able to do with Joe Burrow.
Correct.
In 1 year at LSU, maybe he could do the same thing with Sam Darnold.
Yes.
At this level.
I mean, to me, Carolina and Atlanta have the most value right now to make a trade with, because Atlanta still, if you want to secure the fourth quarterback and you like him enough, you would go there. Okay? Mm-hmm. Carolina, I think, why would you trade with the Lions when you can trade with Carolina? The problem is, or the only thing for going for the Lions there might be that I believe Carolina's probably locked in on a receiver at this point.
Yeah, so if they really are afraid the Lions take that receiver, maybe they'd be willing to give up a third-round pick to make sure they get the guy they want.
Yeah, they might be willing to hop even to go to Miami, and Miami will get even more draft capital.
I know.
But Miami wants a receiver, too. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts, but I agree with John. I think a lot of the air was let out of the potential trade value.
Yes, because if the Lions, if they were to find a trade partner in Denver, all right, there's good to move down to number nine. That's still good quality pick. But then you start looking at, okay, if it's a quarterback trade partner, then you start looking at, well, I don't necessarily know that New England is going to go all the way up to seven. And would you want to drop down to 15? That is as low as I would want to drop down in the first round. Past that, if it's Washington, if they're saying, hey, Fitzmagic's going to be here for a year, then we'll do something at 19. I want something better than 19 in the first round this year. And there's just nobody else that you would say, okay, well, let's trade down, because then your defensive player is going to be gone. Micah Parsons won't be there at 19.
True, but you can also, get maybe a better first round pick for next year.
Well, it's possible, yes.
Then you have your next year where you'd have three number ones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.